Certainly enjoyed being in the house of the Lord so far with everybody. I ain't no better than all the disciples, amen, that had to endure affliction.
Sure.
I mean, the Bible tells us, Paul even said to Timothy, that those that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
Amen. And Paul besought the Lord three times that he would remove a thorn from his flesh. And Jesus said, you know, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, the same grace, amazing grace that Paul had back then in those days is the same grace that Jesus looks at me and says, son, my grace is sufficient for you too. And Paul, when he went through that, he said to the Corinthians there, he was writing to, he said, you know, most gladly will I therefore rejoice. Amen. Hey, in my infirmities. Why? Because when I'm weak, then he is strong. Amen. I'm glad in my weakness I can look to a higher strength. Amen. It doesn't come from me. Amen. It comes from heaven. Amen. I'm glad I've got that place to go to today. If you got your Bibles with me, and I hope you do, turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter 37. I'm going to start reading it about verse 16. Jeremiah 37, verse 16. And I've been wandering with this scripture for the past month at least. We're trying to follow it all these different places and see what the Lord would have me to do with it. But it's finally come time to deliver the message, amen. So it must be for somebody here, amen. If it's for nobody here, at least it's for me, amen. I'll take it. Just like Brother Johnny said, I'm anxious to hear what the Lord has to give to us tonight, amen. Been enjoying reading this, some of Jeremiah here. And once again, that's Jeremiah 37 and verse 16. We're going to go ahead and start our reading. Bible says, when Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. The king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said to him, he said, there is, for, said he, thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon. Moreover, Jeremiah said to the king Zedekiah, what have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against this people that ye have put me in prison? Where are now your prophets which prophesied unto you, saying, the king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against this land? Therefore hear now, I pray thee, O my Lord the king, let my supplication, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, that thou cause me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street until all the bread in the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. That's as far as we're going to read today. Amen. If I have a thought tonight, it would come straight directly from verse 17, where Zedekiah asked Jeremiah, he said, is there any word from the Lord? Amen. Today, you see, Zedekiah here, this was the second time that Jeremiah the prophet had told him what was going to come and pass. And maybe the Lord will let us get to it, but we'll find out that it was about no less than three times that the Lord gave him the same message. Amen. And if you want to read the message that Jeremiah gave to Zedekiah, go back in the same chapter. Let's go down to verse 6. It says, then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, thus shall you say to the king of Judah that sent you unto me to inquire of me. This is Zedekiah again. Behold, Pharaoh's army, which is come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt into their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against this city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus saith the Lord, deceive not yourselves, saying the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though ye have smitten the whole army of Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remain but wounded men among them, yet should they rise up every man in this tent and burn this city with fire. Amen. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah, to Zedekiah, amen, was simple. It was this. Amen. The Babylonians are coming. Amen. There's judgment coming to the house of Israel.
Amen.
Hey, but he said, if you'll remain in the city, amen, you'll be saved. You and your house will be saved.
Amen.
Amen. And you'll be delivered. Amen. But if you try to do against what the will of the Lord is, and hear me, church, if we ever try to go against the will of the Lord, amen, you can just guarantee that we'll be defeated. Amen.
Amen.
He told him, you better fall into the hands of the Chaldeans. Because God will show you mercy if you'll just do His will. Boy, sometimes we don't understand why things happen, sis. Hey, but if we'll just fall into the hands of the Lord, amen, He can take care of things, amen. He can make things happen, brother. Amen, if we'll just submit ourselves to the Lord, amen, you know you can't resist the devil unless you submit to the Lord, amen. The Bible says we resist the devil, he has to flee, but the Bible says before that, submit yourselves unto the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, it don't feel good to submit sometimes, Brother Johnny. Sometimes this old flesh wants to rise up against the Spirit. Amen. There's a constant warfare there. There's a battle that the Christian must face. Amen. You see, the lost people don't face it as much. Why is that? Because the Bible said that these things are spiritually discerned. Amen. The natural man does not receive the things of God, for they cannot receive them. They don't have the struggle that Christians do.
Amen.
Amen. Because they're all in the flesh. They don't have the spirit to war against. Hey, but if you're born again, there's a warfare. Paul talked about it in Romans chapter 7 where he said, wretched man that I am, who is able to deliver me from the body of this dead?
Amen.
Why? Because when I would do good, evil's present with me. When I find a law in my members that when I would do good, evil's right there. Amen. In my ear whispering little things to me that I shouldn't be doing, that I know better than to do. Hey, but the devil will come and he'll whisper in your ear just like he did old Eve. Hey, before you know it, you're taking a bite of that forbidden fruit. Boy, he told Zedekiah here the first time. He said, you're going to fall into the hands of the Babylonians, the Chaldeans, or you're going to perish. Zedekiah, about the time we read here in verse 17 and 16 where we started our reading, amen, he wanted to see if the Lord had changed his mind. He said, Jeremiah, is there any word from the Lord? Have you heard anything new? Have you heard anything different than what you heard before?
I'm going
to hope that the Lord has changed his mind. And I'm going to hope that the Chaldeans ain't going to come. I'm going to hope that God has changed his mind.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Jeremiah, rather than going to some big spiel about what was going on, he said, yeah, there is a word. Mm-hmm. He said, thou shalt be delivered to the hand of the king of Babylon. Mm-hmm. Amen. Ain't no different than what it was before. There's a word there for you. Amen. Zedekiah, no doubt, didn't want to hear that. Jeremiah asked him not to go back to, not to deliver him back into Jonathan's house. I believe it was Jonathan. Amen. But it said because Jonathan, the scribe's house, had been turned into a prison.
Mm-hmm.
A few verses before that. But he sent him to the inner court, the court of the prison, and he dwelt there. Amen. Many days. He said he was going to make him dwell there until all the bread in the city were spent. You read on further, you find out that the bread soon ran out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And there's men in the next chapter that talks about how they was trying to make false accusation against Jeremiah. Amen, and that's where we find Jeremiah lowered down with cords by his armpits into a pit of mire. Amen, and he sunk down there. There was water and all kinds of goop there. Amen, and there's a man by the name of Abimelech. Amen, that made intercession for Jeremiah.
Bless him, Lord.
We turn the page and we find out that Zedekiah is going to ask him again. Amen, what I need you to tell me everything the Lord's put in your heart. Don't hide anything from me. He wanted to make sure. Amen. If we go on down to chapter 38, verse 14, it says, Zedekiah, the king sent, took Jeremiah the prophet unto him into the third entry, that is in the house of the Lord. Amen. And the king said unto Jeremiah, now the third entry, I didn't study that, that's the first time I've ever seen that. But it says the house of the Lord, so he may have taken him into the Holy of Holies. We don't know. He said, the king said to Jeremiah, I will ask thee a thing, hide nothing from me.
Right.
Jeremiah knew better. He said, then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I declare unto you, unto thee, wilt thou not surely put me to death? And if I give thee counsel, wilt thou not hearken unto me? So Zedekiah the king swore secretly unto Jeremiah, saying, as the Lord liveth, that madest this soul, I will not put thee to death, neither will I give thee into the hand of these men that seek thy life. And Jeremiah said unto Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel. He's trying to tell them how mighty God is.
Yeah,
amen. You know, the God of hosts means the God of armies. Amen. We find when the Syrians were coming against the Israelites that the young man was afraid and what was going to happen. And Elisha prayed to God that he would open his eyes. And he saw the hosts of the Lord camped about. Amen. That little boy, his eyes was open, and he saw chariots of fire and all kinds of ministers of the Lord round about on the mountain. He was trying to get Zedekiah to realize that God is bigger than the Babylonian army that's coming. Trust in God. He said, "Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, if thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live. And this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live and thine house. But if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape of their hand." And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, "I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand and they mock me." In other words, the fallen to the Chaldeans means that they switch sides, that they're on the Chaldean side. Listen to this. But Jeremiah, verse 20, said, "They shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee. I beg you, obey the voice of the Lord, which I speak unto thee. So shall it be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. But if thou refuse to go forth, this is the word that the Lord has showed me. Behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes, and those women shall say, Thy friends have set thee on, have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned away back. So shall they bring out all thy wives and thy children to the Chaldeans, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand, but shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and thou shalt cause this city to be burned with fire." Jeremiah was told by Zedekiah not to let any man know these words, and that his life would be spared. Three times, amen, the word of the Lord came unto this king, Zedekiah. Amen, but we find as we read later on, and I'm not going to read scripture all night, but it says that, amen, later on that Zedekiah decided that he was going to try to run from it. Amen. He was going to try to run and escape rather than falling into the hands of the Chaldeans, like it said. And because of his disobedience, Jeremiah had pleaded with him to obey the voice of the Lord. And because of his disobedience, we see, amen, that the city was burned with fire and taken captive. Amen. Zedekiah's sons were killed right before his very eyes. His eyes were plucked out by the king Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. And if you read on a little further, chapter 52, I believe it is, amen, begins to tell us the end of Zedekiah. Nebuchadnezzar locked him up in a prison, and he remained there till the day of his death because he didn't listen to the word of the Lord. Amen. Now, this world today needs a word from the Lord. Amen. Zedekiah said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Amen. He was looking to the prophet, the one that was in touch with God.
Amen.
Amen. The world is looking everywhere else to find some answers. Amen. Rather than the people who know and trust in the living God.
Amen.
One of these days they're going to be running, amen, across the streets, amen, in the streets and all through the highways and hedges, trying to find a man of God, a woman of God, somebody that can share with them the word of the Lord. But guess what?
Amen.
It'll be too late.
Amen.
Amen. Why is that? Because, amen, it's going to be hard to find, amen, anybody left whenever God calls the church away.
Sure it is. Amen.
Amen. It's going to be hard. You think, well, when that happens, I'll definitely serve the Lord then, honey. If you can't serve the Lord now, I highly doubt you'll have any chance of success after we're gone. Amen. Zedekiah asked for a word from the Lord. You know, God is wanting to give a word from Him to the church today. Amen. And everybody's different. I can't give you the word that the Lord would have you to have. He gives it so-and-so over here the Lord would have him to have. Amen. It takes reading the word of God. It takes study, meditating. It takes getting in the closet with the Lord, getting along with Him. Amen. And we can hear from God what He wants us to hear.
Amen.
Amen. I've got a few places bookmarked here. Amen, that I've been thinking about. When I thought about this, I got to thinking about some men that heard a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. One of them that jumped out at me was King Ahab. Amen. Over there in 1 Kings chapter 22. Amen. That whole chapter deals with a man called Micaiah. Amen. And Micaiah was asked, he was a prophet of the Lord, he was asked to come in the presence of Ahab. And Ahab, I believe, hated this man because, amen, he never told him anything good. Well, that sounds like today. Churches having teachers, amen, tickling their ears. Amen. And they don't like the preacher because they're preaching the truth. Amen.
Amen.
He said, He just could not stand Micaiah. Amen. And he told him in verse 14 of chapter 22, 1 Kings, he says, "As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith to me, that will I speak." Amen. I'm not going to tell you funny words that tickle your ears. Whatever the Lord gives me, that's what I'm going to say. Why? Because that's what you need. People don't realize that the one behind the pulpit today, amen, has greater accountability, amen. If I tell you something the Lord ain't told me to tell you, amen, guess who's in fault there? Guess who's, amen, in trouble with the Lord? Amen, the watchman be in trouble. But he told him, the king went to him, and he came, the king Micaiah did, and he said, the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear?" He answered, and he said, "Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And the king said to him, "How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tellest me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?" And he said, "I saw Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace." And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did not I tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil?" Man, you see, Micaiah here was pulling the strings a little bit of the king. Amen. He knew that the word of the Lord, amen, knew he was going to be destroyed. And he finally got down to brass tacks. We find in verse 24 of Zedekiah, I don't know if it's the same one or not, but he said, "But Zedekiah the son went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee?" Before that, he said that the Lord was going to put a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets, the ones that had been prophesying to Ahab that he was going to prosper. And he said here, the king of Israel said, verse 25, Micaiah said, "Behold, thou shalt see in that day whether thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself." And the king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah and carry him back into Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with the bread of affliction." That's the bread again that Jeremiah was being fed with. "And with water of affliction until I come in peace." Now notice this. This was the word from the Lord. Micaiah said, "If thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me." He said, "Hearken, O people, every one of you." So we find out, amen, later on, Ahab decides that he's going to try to go fight against this army. Amen. And he thinks everything's going to be okay, that he's going to be all right. He's going to come back and still be reigning king supreme. Amen. But we find in verse 34 that a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, "Turn thine hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded." Ahab died that day on the battlefield. God had a word for him. Amen. Amen. God had a word for another man in the Bible. We learn about, and his name was Hezekiah. A lot of people know more about Hezekiah than they do Ahab. And this may be more familiar territory to you, but it says in those days, in 2 Kings 20, verse 1, "In those days Hezekiah was sick unto death." Here comes the word from the Lord. Amen. The prophet Isaiah, 2 Kings 20, Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Yes. Amen. That has two meanings.
Blessing.
Amen. To set your house in order means get right with God for one thing.
Yes, it does.
But he also means get your affairs in order.
Yes.
In other words, it's a sure thing you're going to die. You know, when you go to the doctor and you've heard of people saying, well, they've got 2 weeks to live or they've got 3 weeks to live, you better get your affairs in order.
Right.
Amen. That usually means there ain't no hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Isaiah told Hezekiah. Basically, there ain't no hope. But Hezekiah knew a living God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, "I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight." And Hezekiah wept sore. Amen. One man, amen, rebels against the word of the Lord, Ahab. And when the word of the Lord came to Hezekiah, he repents. Amen. He asked God, he turns his face to the wall. I'm not sure which wall that is, but if it's the Jerusalem wall where the temple was, amen, he promised Solomon back in 2 Chronicles, I believe it was, amen, that if you pray towards the temple, amen, you'll be heard. That's where we get that verse, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and pray, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, will heal their land. That's what that's talking about. Turn towards the temple. Turn towards where God is.
Amen.
Hezekiah turned where the Lord was. Turned his face to the wall. Amen. He told. He gave his heart to the Lord. He poured out his heart before God. He wept sore. And it came to pass, verse 4, before Isaiah was gone into the middle of the court, before he even left, amen, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again, tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. Third day, it reminds me of the resurrection, don't it, you? And I will add to thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake, for my servant David's sake. Amen. He said, Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took it and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. So it tells us what he was sick of. A boil. Might have been a tumor. Might have been cancer. Amen. They didn't know how to diagnose it back in those days. But he asked Isaiah, what's going to be the sign that I'll be healed? Amen. He said, the Lord asked him, he said, he's going to do a thing. Amen. He said, shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered and said, it's a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. The sun's already setting. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees.
Amen.
And Isaiah the prophet, let me ask you something, is anything too hard for the Lord?
Amen.
No, not a thing. And Isaiah the prophet cried to the Lord, and he said, he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz.
Yeah.
Hezekiah knew then that God had restored his life unto him. Amen. That God was true to his word. There was a word that came to Hezekiah, and he answered it, amen, the right way.
Yeah.
He fell not to the Chaldeans, but he fell upon the mercies of the living God in heaven. Amen. A couple more places, and we'll be done. I'm going to go to one more place, it looks like. Amen. And we're going to go with what the Word of the Lord says to the church today. Revelation chapter 22. Remember, Zedekiah asked me, is there any word from the Lord? You know, people are crying out, not knowing that it's from the Lord they want to hear. They think it's the drugs will fix it.
Yes.
They think the booze will fix it. They think everything else that's ungodly out there will fix it. What they need is a word from the Lord.
Right. Amen.
Amen. The Bible says here in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, the word of the Lord, amen, to the church today, he says, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, may enter in through the gates of the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. That's the word of the Lord to us today. Men, are you thirsty? I'm going to ask everybody to stand if they would. Everybody that's able to. Michelle, come play on the piano. If you got a song, one or two verses, that's all we're going to ask for. Amen. The Lord can do things quickly, amen. He don't need to take, you know, an hour long altar call to get the job done. But I tell you, the Lord is wanting us to know that he's coming back.
Amen.
There's a song that says, I believe he's coming back like he says.
Yes.
I believe the trumpet's going to sound so loud one day that it will wake the dead.
Yes, it will. Amen.
In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky. And I believe he's coming back like he said.
Amen.
Amen. He wants us to watch and pray. Amen. He wants us to know that we can come to him.
Yeah.
Amen. If we're thirsty.
The right.
Bible says in Matthew 5, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall
Amen.
Be filled.
Amen.
Amen. All you got to do is come to the well.
Yeah.
Get another drink of that everlasting water. Amen.
Amen.
You're thirsty in your spirit tonight. I invite you to come
Amen.
As they sing.
Praise God.